Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Delta Flyers Journey Through the Wormhole with Quark, Dax, and their good friends Tom and Harry. Join us as we make our way through episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Your hosts for today are my fellow Trek actors, Terry Farrell, Robert Duncan McNeil, and myself, Garrett Wong. For the complete and exciting version of this podcast, check out patreon.com/the Delta Flyers and sign up to become a patron today.
Do we have any birthdays today?
We do. Good. We have on March 19th, we need to all say a very, very happy birthday to Shannon Benn. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Let's jump into some poetry synopsis. This is my haiku for Distant Voices.
Yes.
Bashir is attacked. Must fight to exit coma. His mind, the hero.
Whoa. Wow, I like
it.
That one.
Thanks.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That one flowed.
I was kind
nicely.
Of afraid it was going to end a couple lines earlier. And
I know,
so
me
happy
too.
You right?
Yes.
And you continued, and I was like, yes.
Nice.
Good.
I don't know if my liver can keep up with this, but we'll see. Bashir's turning 30 and becoming grown up. A Lethian attack has his mind all mixed up. He gets old way too fast. As a quitter, he's typecast. But Altafar learns Bashir never gives up.
That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
It was so hard
Very
not to
good.
Laugh.
Thank
Very.
You.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the
really
thing.
Good. We were both.
You're allowed to giggle. You're allowed to giggle.
Yes. Limericks are supposed to give you a little tickle.
Yes.
A little limerick tickle.
Little tickle.
And in fact, Terry, just so you know, I refuse to even look at what's written on our recording document. I like to let it hit me fresh when Robbie says it. I don't even
me
look
too.
At it because it's wonderful.
No, I can't
when
either.
It hits you, right? Because it gives you the giggles.
And both of you perform them so well.
Well, thank you.
Well, who made this, Garrett?
Teleplay was by Ira Stephen Bear and also our very good friend, Robert Hewitt Wolf, who we love. Mm-hmm. And story by Joe Manosky, elusive and reclusive at times, Joe Manosky. Directed by our good friend Alex Singer.
Which surprised me.
I just remember him laughing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, his laughter.
Like he had such a great, I don't know why. In my mind now, he sort of like reminds me of Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
Like a Brooklyn. He was from the Bronx or something, I think.
Yeah.
Old school New York.
A little rough and tumble.
Yeah. I love Alex.
Can I rewind a second to Robbie's comment? You said you were surprised.
Yes.
Robbie said he was surprised that this was an
Alex
Singer, episode because of the selection shots and it
There was a scene midway through or early on where I was like, I hadn't noticed who directed. I never see the credits as they come by. I hate to admit it. I'm trying to watch the show, so I miss it all the time.
Yeah. 100%.
And there was a scene where I was like, oh my God, this has to be Alan Craker. This has to be. And I paused it to go, oh, did I miss his credit? And I looked up the director, and it was Alex Singer. I was like, that's shocking to me, because I wouldn't have guessed Alex Singer to shoot the particular way. When we get there, I'll point it out.
Oh, yeah,
I love
perfect.
That's so, you notice that nuance.
So
It's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is amazing. Okay. Mm. And when we get to that scene, you'll fill us in on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guest stars. Andrew Robinson as Garrick. Victor Rivers as the Lethian alien.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting man.
Scary.
Robbie. Interesting man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Cuban born. So Cuban immigrant.
We couldn't tell with the makeup.
Right. Made it here. Made it to Florida. Made it to Miami. Was in a gang as a youth. Yep. So he was a gang member. But then he cleaned up his life early because he was the senior class president in his high school. He then got a full scholarship to play football as an offensive guard, and he was undersized as
Wow,
an offensive
yeah, I would
guard.
say he doesn't look like a guard
No.
in the show.
I mean, I
No.
think in the show he's probably 6'1 or 6'2, maybe, I'm guessing. He's still
Yeah,
taller than,
but still a guard you'd
and they
want to.
probably gave him boots.
Yeah, probably for the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he was
Interesting.
offensive guard, yes. And then he
Interesting.
actually was he was picked up by an NFL team. So good enough to make the NFL as well.
Wow.
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 Miami Dolphins. So that's where he
Wow.
was. Yep.
Wow.
He's also an author. The man has written a book. He's a spokesperson for the National Network to End Domestic Violence.
Wow. Good for him.
Wow.
That's important.
It
That's
is.
my
Amazing
favorite
person.
credit. My favorite credit of his doing that kind of work. That's awesome.
So yeah, and
Yeah.
his acting resume is long and esteemed. So he's done quite a bit of work, definitely.
Wow.
Jumping over to our next coast guest star, excuse me. Jumping to our next guest star, Anne Gillespie as Nurse Jabara. I think we've seen her before, right? Anne?
Yeah, she didn't have much to do in this one.
She was very good. She was on Ryan's Hope, so she started out in soaps, similar
Oh,
to
like
Bobby, who's on a
Mulgrew.
soap, and Kate as well. She also worked on Star Trek: Next Generation, so she did an episode of that. Star Trek: Deep Space Nine, Nurse Jabara, recurring role, yes. So from 1993 to 95. And what's awesome about her is similar to how Victor Rivers has sort of done various things throughout his life. She stopped acting. She went back to college and received her Bachelor of Arts at the age of 46 in Vermont at Goddard
Good
College.
for her.
That's amazing. And then she went on to get an MFA, a master's degree, a master's of fine art in creative writing through Seattle Pacific University. So this is, I
Oh,
think,
good for her.
pretty darn cool. And then she went on to, she again morphed and changed. She is currently an Episcopal priest.
Oh, wow.
As of December of 2023, she is the senior associate rector at Church of the Holy Comforter in Vienna, Virginia. So she's a
Wow.
priest now.
Wow. A
Look at
bunch of
this.
very interesting people.
Yes. And
Yeah.
interesting people who literally have an amazing resume in terms of if you look at these credits that these people have or these
Yeah.
accomplishments, they're so impressive
Yeah.
and so different and varying too,
Yeah.
right? So
Yeah.
good on Anne. All right. And finally, for a co-star, we have Nicole Forrester as the Dabo girl.
Oh, the singer,
The
the happy birthday
singer. She had a
girl.
good voice. I liked her
Didn't
voice on
she?
this.
Broadway.
Or was that not her
Yeah.
voice? It was looped in
That
by
was her
somebody else.
voice. That was her voice.
Good
She
job,
was
Nicole.
amazing. Yeah.
All right. Shall we jump into it?
Yeah.
Let's do. The first scene we have here is in the Replimat. It's mealtime. Garak and Bashir are eating together, having one of their traditional meals together. I love this friendship, this relationship. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Very
Yeah.
sweet.
Garak gives Bashir a birthday present. It's Bashir's 30th birthday coming up. He gives him this Holosuite Enigma program, which I loved. I never heard of this with Cardassians. They have like mystery holosuites, but everybody's guilty. So the whole goal is finding out what each person did or something.
He's really having a hard time about his 30th
Oh, yes, he
birthday.
is.
Oh.
He is. He's mad about it.
Did
Very
you?
grumpy. Did
I
I?
was really freaked out about turning 30.
I
The
didn't
morning
have
I
any.
woke up, I was like, why was I so freaked out about turning 30?
Right.
It's so stupid. But it made me laugh out loud how unnerved and anxious and
Oh,
upset he
yeah.
was. It was just so funny to me.
That was very funny.
It was comical.
And how old was Sid? He was older than 30 when he was
No, I don't think
doing
so.
season
No,
three.
because see,
No?
no. I think he was
Wow.
27 when he got the part. I was 28. I'm a year older than him.
So he might have
And
been
so,
right
yeah.
around 30.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is his real life story.
It is.
Oh my God, how hilarious is
I
that?
wonder if he had expressed being anxious about turning 30 and they were like, oh, let's do an episode. I wonder if it came from his real life.
Oh
Maybe
my
a little
God.
bit.
Maybe.
Bashir's grumpy about his birthday, which is hilarious. Garak tries to give him this holosuite programs. Quark arrives with Altavar. Altavar has lots of teeth, I noticed right away. Have
Oh
we
my
seen
God.
this alien before?
No.
I
I
don't think
don't
so
think
either.
so. We have not seen a Lethian before.
Yeah,
He looks
lots of
I'm
scary.
sorry. Did
He
that
looks scary. Did
I
he
think
have
he's
red
scary.
eyes?
He did, but he had teeth, I mean, or jagged whatever those were,
And
coming
his
out of
thumb
every
had like extra long with
tusks.
a huge, yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
A
I mean,
lot of tusks. You
Scary.
didn't like him?
No,
You
it
didn't
was
like
a
him? He was
Velociraptor kind of
freaky. It was
guy.
just really freaky.
I liked him. I thought it was a cool makeup.
It was like a Salvador Dali painting,
It
it
was
just kind of
scary.
bothered me.
It was
I thought he
scary.
looked, yeah, I thought he looked scary
I will
in
say,
a good way.
he looks terrifying when you first see him. And then when he spoke, and this is not a shot at the actor at all, but I expected a different voice. There was something sort of high-pitched about his voice, then it was like,
You wanted it to be
ooh.
lower.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like
It
I
was
really.
low.
It was
Really?
kind of, I don't know, I can't explain it. I expected his voice to be different.
Well, maybe because it was a little,
That's
I
fair
don't know.
enough.
Okay, yeah. I
Yeah.
didn't think it was too high. I thought it was way too
His
low, to
voice
be
didn't
honest.
scare me as much as the makeup, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Ah, and you
And
wanted
it
his
didn't seem to
voice to
fit.
scare, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Didn't seem to
What
fit to me.
if his voice was
Yes.
just very calm and not low and just without any emotion,
Maybe,
just speaking?
maybe,
Maybe that would have
maybe.
scared you more. That's a
Yeah.
bummer. That's a
Yeah.
bummer because that
It's all
pulls you
right.
out, you know?
It did pull me out a little bit. I felt like, oh, there's an actor playing this reptile alien as opposed to
Oh,
just
there's a
being
human
all
being
in
in
on it.
there.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
just didn't match to me.
Yeah,
Got
but
this
it.
guy, Altivar, he wants some biomimetic gel, which I had no idea that was such a hot, controlled
But when
substance.
Quark mumbled it, I thought, oh, it's got to be bad. Whatever it is, because he didn't say, he like ran through that name
Yeah,
really
he did.
quick under his
He did.
breath.
It
It
was
was like,
funny.
okay, that's bad.
Yeah.
Whatever that stuff is, it's bad.
I love Armin's performance. Like those kind of details and nuance. He doesn't just say the words to deliver the information to the audience. He's taking those words because he could have said, yes, this guy wants biomimetic gel and been very clear about it. But he knows that this, I love what Armin did is this is like asking for heroin or something. And so he's like, heroin. I like the way he takes all of those circumstances and really makes
Well,
it.
he's a good actor.
He's a
Let's just
good,
say it. I mean, that's
very
his
good
job,
actor.
and he did it well.
Yeah.
Agreed. Not surprised.
Bashir really, really wants to know why. Why do you need this? And Altivar kind of snaps back. That's my business. But now that we've done the research, he should have said, because I want to recreate this 1972 Miami Dolphins who never lost a game. That's what he would have answered. But
That's what he would have answered,
that's what he
yes.
would have answered. That's why he needs a biomimetic gel to recreate the 1972 Miami Dolphins team. But did not
Okay.
happen.
Did not happen.
So he shuts it down on him. And actually, Bashir even reminds Quark. He says, you do know, even requesting or asking to try to buy it is a felony under Starfleet law. It's bad.
I do like that Quark invites them to try his new bar menu. He's like, even in this
Oh,
situation of
my
a
word.
failed drug deal, he's like, oh, by the way,
Failed drug deal.
you should try to, come over to my place and eat. Don't
Have a
eat this
snack.
replicator food. He
We have a
wants to
new
make.
lunch menu.
Yes,
Very funny.
exactly. Very
Yes.
funny. Very
Oh,
funny.
Lord.
We go to the infirmary next, and Bashir walks in and interrupts Altivar, who's trying to steal the gel, it looks like, from his from this, all the medical supplies in there. And they scuffle a little, and Altivar uses his lightning hand.
I thought that was great. That was awful.
Yes. Lightning hands to Bashir's head and then runs out. And then Sid does an incredible Shatner fall to the ground, I have to say. It was like
Yes, he
a oh,
does.
oh, 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 oh. It went on for a while. It was very Shatner.
It was very deliberate and it was awesome.
Yes.
It was very 1966 Star Trek.
Yeah,
It
didn't
did.
it
It felt
remind
like
you of that?
it was the
The whole
best.
show, like, yeah, I love
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The
Lightning
music,
hands.
even
Yeah.
scary music in
Very
this
scary. Yeah, the
episode.
music was different this episode. You're
Yeah, I
right.
liked it a lot. I liked this episode.
Okay, we're back in the infirmary after the opening credits. Bashir wakes up. The lights are flickering. Very strange. There's static on the monitors. I like the static, by the way. It was like this graphic design that was very.
Yeah,
Yeah.
wasn't it great? And it
Yeah.
wasn't even, it was it,
Yeah.
there was definite destruction in the in his
Yeah.
lab.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like Twilight Zone-y. Already it felt a little Twilight Zone-y in there. Yeah. Very slow opening. I love this opening. These long shots that didn't have cuts in them. Bashir's trying to clean up the infirmary. He hears voices out by the promenade.
Creepy voices,
Creepy
not, yeah.
voices, heads out to the promenade. Nobody's there.
It was my voice.
It was your voice the whole
Do you
time.
remember recording these
I
voice?
could
You must
hear my
have.
voice. I
Yeah.
heard it.
For
I was like,
real?
oh, that's me.
Nice.
Yes.
They must have
Nice.
had you guys do it in
Yes.
ADR. Yeah. Just
Yeah, we
record a
must
bunch
have
of different
done.
things.
Yep.
He sees his hair in a mirror. There's like a table with a
Yes.
mirror, which I was like, what is a table with a mirror just doing
It was
randomly
like
on the
set up,
promenade? It
right? It
felt
was
a
like
little
a
convenient.
kiosk.
Yes.
It was a
Yeah.
kiosk.
It would have been
Yeah.
better, I for me, if he had seen like a panel for a replicate or something and seen his reflection.
That would have been
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it
A
felt
little
like,
more natural.
yeah. Felt
Yeah.
like hair and makeup had left a table on set or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but it didn't register with me that he even noticed that it was gray. For me, I just felt
Really?
like he just
Oh,
looked in. I was like,
really?
yeah, I guess I missed that. Maybe I was writing a note
I
or
watched
something.
it twice. I watched it last night. I watched it this morning.
Me too, but I still
Yeah,
did miss that
he
part.
notices the gray. It's just a little bit of gray at the top.
Yeah,
Then
very
he hears.
Does he
Tiny.
react to it with any
Yeah.
concern?
Yeah, he kind
No.
of touches it and is like
Okay.
confused. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he hears a crash over by Quark, so he goes into Quark's. Sounds of, things being thrown and broken.
Yeah, like plates and glasses. It sounded crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, when Bashir says, "Who's there?" I was like, "Shh, don't say anything."
I
Shh. I
know.
was like, "Why are you even doing that?" Because it's very scary. They set it up.
Yeah.
Alex Singer set it up really well. We're
And
terrified.
he didn't have
Yeah.
a weapon or anything. He's
Yeah,
just wandering
nothing.
around.
I was
Yes.
thinking, he's so brave. Look at that.
Yes. Look at
When you
that
feel
brave
like you have
30-year-old.
agency, it's like, I'm going to go in there, and who's in here?
Yes.
And it's
Yes.
dark and scary. I am not going to
Not
be that
me.
person.
Well, it's
No.
a classic like horror movie trope of like,
Yes, don't go in there.
don't go in there. Don't go in the house. I think that's also why Alex Singer had these long, sustained shots. It's very
Yeah.
horror movie. It's very building the suspense.
I
Something's going to
loved it.
scare you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he finds Quark behind the bar. Quark is
Oh,
terrified.
that broke my heart. I was
I
just
know.
like,
Did it?
Armin, oh my God, Armin. Yes, it was so upsetting to see him so upset.
Yeah.
He did such a great job.
He tells Bashir something. He's going to kill us. If he's coming, he's getting closer. He's going to kill us. He's going to kill us. And then he runs because a big noise is very close by. And Bashir looks up and sees like this furniture being thrown out of the dark.
Yeah.
He just stands there for a second. And you see like chairs and things coming out of the dark, but you can't tell who's throwing it. So he follows Quark.
There was a weird cut, like there was a
Yeah.
shift, and I wonder if that's because it's we're in his mind.
Maybe.
I mean, I know we haven't
Yeah.
gotten to that spot yet, but I think there are a couple of jarring shifts, cuts, smash cuts to different
Jump
where
cuts.
you're like, I don't know
Yeah.
where he is right now or why
Yeah.
that just happened.
It
Yeah.
felt a
And
little bit
there was
like,
one right here.
it felt like the prophets, like when people go in to talk to the
Yes.
prophets and you're
Yeah.
just
It's all
jumping around.
disjointed. It's not connected. It just, what? Yeah.
Exactly.
So
Like a
that was on
dream
purpose. It
sequence
had to have
vibe.
been on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
that's the
Yeah.
first time we kind of have that effect happen
Yeah.
where Quark's there and then suddenly Bashir's in a different space
Right.
yeah, he's in the
and he's
Replimat, I
watching the.
think.
Yeah.
Doesn't he
He's
go to the
watching
promenade
the.
first, though?
But it's
No?
not
He
like he
had
even
okay.
goes there. It's like he just sort of is there.
Jumps
Does that make
there.
sense?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Totally.
Jump cut
Yeah.
there.
He
Yeah.
sees the replicator malfunctioning. It looks like a coffee machine, like we would have at a,
Yes.
like you put your 50 cents in and get your cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's just dripping, dropping,
Dripping,
dripping.
which
Yeah.
didn't make
Pouring.
logical sense to me with replicators. Replicators
It was
don't
pouring.
dispense.
Exactly.
They just make it magically appear. So the fact that it was being
Exactly.
dispensed
Yep.
kind of
That's a good
confused me.
catch. I
Yeah,
love
it didn't
that.
feel like a replicator. If it had
Well,
been,
it's broken.
it's definitely broken, but if it had been coming out of thin air, like if they could have done a split
Oh.
screen to where it was being created out of thin air and then just falling, that would have
Yeah.
made
Oh,
more sense to
yeah.
me. Yeah. Do you know
Well,
what I
they
mean?
spent
Instead
the
of,
money on different visual effects in this one.
oh,
Yeah.
definitely.
They definitely spent it on
They did.
makeup, on his makeup, for
Oh,
sure.
yeah. On Victor's makeup. Yeah.
And Sid's.
And Sid's changes. Yeah, all the change makeup
Oh, that's
changes.
a lot of makeup he had on
Yeah. Yep.
and wigs. Yeah.
Yep. Bashir tastes this, looks like coffee. He says it's Turkalian tea.
That's his favorite tea, I think.
I think it is. Yeah. He orders that a lot.
Makes sense.
Yep. He calls for the constable, heads to the security office. As he goes in, somebody grabs him, throws him against the wall. It's Garrick. And Garrick seems normal here, basically.
To me, he looks younger.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. He did look
Yes.
very young, especially in this first scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Well,
don't
it
know
was
what they did.
32 years ago. Yeah.
Right. But I'm
So he
not
was
sure
in his
why they would.
50s. He was in his early 50s.
Yeah. Maybe they made him look younger because he is such the pristine version of him in the mind, I guess, without
Oh,
age.
maybe somebody different did his makeup.
Yes. There
Could
you
have been
go.
that.
I
Terry,
mean, he has
that's
so much
probably
makeup
the
on. It's
answer.
not like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, we go in the security office. Garrick's there. Garrick says the station has suffered this massive system failure. Everything's broken. It looks like just Garrick, Bashir, and Quark are the only ones left. That's what
Right.
Garrick says to him at this point. He goes, maybe it's a virus. And he does comment on Bashir looking older in this scene, which,
Yeah.
of course, is set up in that first scene with Bashir being so angry about turning 30. You know, the theme of aging and things like that starts getting hit on. Bashir grabs some phasers, though. He says, let's split up and try to find the others, and we'll meet back here in an hour. And Garrick says, just try and relax. But yeah, just relax. Everybody's
Good
dead,
luck
but
with
don't.
that. Yeah, there's no light in the corridors. Looks super creepy.
Which, by the way, I was like, oh, split up and we'll meet back here. Another classic horror movie trope of
Yes. N
don't
not only
split
a trope,
up.
horror movie mistake, Robbie. Mistake.
Yes,
Never split
constant.
up.
Never split up.
Never.
We go out in the corridor. Bashir's walking along, opening all these doors, looking inside. The lights are starting to go out behind him. You start seeing it like as if the darkness is chasing him or
Yeah.
something. And he even shines a light into the darkness, but the light doesn't work. So that was definitely a visual effect, because if he had an actual light, it would have lit up the set. So
Right.
they must have been
Right.
creating this kind of weird,
Yeah.
surreal, you know, force field kind of vibe.
Right.
Yeah, he backs up. It looks like he's at a dead end. There's a force field behind him. He can't go any further. And that's sort of our act out. You feel like, oh no, Bashir's gonna die. We come back, and just before the dark is about to get him, he jumps into a turbo lift, shuts the door. But this is a moment, like you're talking about, this jump into the turbo lift, suddenly he's much older.
Yeah,
These
it's
kind of
yes.
jumps, yeah.
So that's what I was going to talk about. The progression of age is per scene. Am I right? Every scene we see him in, he
Pretty
gets a little
much.
bit
A little bit
older.
older.
Yeah.
And it happened so quickly that I felt like towards the end, even in the same scene, when they went to some like
Another part
Garrick,
of the set, yeah.
yes, and then they pop back to look at Bashir, he was yet older again within the same scene. And I was like,
Yeah.
what the heck? Oh my gosh, so much
That's a
makeup.
lot of work.
A
Yeah. A
lot
lot
of
of work.
work. Oh, that's a lot of work.
Well done, Mr. Westmore.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But before the doors close, that's when the Lethian tries to get in. You see his
Yes.
claws come in, the
Oh, my
classic horror movie thing
word.
where it's strict pulling out. But Bashir does that little kick
With
and
this little kick,
big
that was a
kick.
big kick.
Yeah, big
Yeah.
kick, knock those hands out,
Get
it
out of
closes.
here.
Yes.
I was very proud of Sid.
My confusion in the scene is that he starts to collapse, which I didn't think was necessary. Because I was like,
Oh,
wait, has he got a virus or what's going? Like, I
Dr.
didn't.
Bashir, you mean, after
Yeah,
he
he
kicks him?
collapses. He's about to like pass out, and then he looks up at the ceiling, and the ceiling is smashing in. You
Yeah.
think
Yeah.
it's the
He's trying to
Algebra
break
guy,
in.
Lethian. Yeah,
Yeah.
but I didn't think he needed to pass out. I did. It just it's a little detail, but it confused me. Like, is he sick or I don't know what's going on.
No,
Right.
my
What's
take,
your
Robbie?
interpretation?
I thought the minute he started doing that little wooziness, I thought, oh, okay, so this age thing is really kind of showing the
Oh, I see.
progression.
Maybe
Maybe
that's
that's
how
what it
I took
was.
it
He's just
too.
like, oh
Okay.
man, I'm
That makes
feeling it.
sense.
My
Yeah.
bones are
The
creaking and
change.
everything. The change,
Yes.
it's going so rapidly, and that's
Yeah.
basically the progression in the coma. You know,
Got it.
spoiler, basically he's getting worse
Yeah.
and worse. So
One
that's what I
coma. What do
thought.
you? Morphing into the older person. Yeah. That makes sense to me. That's what I was
Yeah.
thinking too.
That's the
Okay.
only thing I
I
could buy,
gotcha.
but it was a little weird. I'm like, are you okay? Do you have an
I
illness?
know.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
what.
No, he's not okay. Look at him.
Yeah, look at him. He's
He's
not
not.
okay.
My God, definitely not okay.
I
wondered how they did the thumping on the ceiling. Like, if that was a piece of like sheet metal or something, because that's a hard. Our sets were
Yeah.
mostly made of like 2x4s and wood, plywood and things. So they must have had to build a fake ceiling to get that effect of that
Do you
change.
think,
Or
though it
pliable
maybe,
ceiling, right?
yes, that it was pliable, but the sound effects made it seem like it was
Seem
metal?
right. Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Because they can do a lot in the Foley stage to make
Yeah.
you don't know that what you're hearing and what you're seeing are not the
Right. Or
same
not the
thing.
same thing. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's
With
what it
most
was.
things, actually, it's kind of
Yeah.
interesting.
I did
Yeah.
notice, speaking of sound, I did
Yeah.
notice in this episode, a lot of times in some of the wider shots, the actors were not on mic. Like, there's a scene I don't know. There's a couple times where I'm like, why don't they get a microphone closer? They sound very far away. It was very
Wow.
inconsistent. I've noticed that in the last couple episodes.
And you don't think it was purposeful in this episode?
No, I don't think so. I think it
Oh.
was just, usually you hear a very full,
Yeah.
sound, a
There's a
warm.
scene coming up where he overhears us when we're in another room. You're not talking
That,
about
no,
that.
not that. No,
Okay.
it's when people are on camera. It would be like the difference between me right now being
Yeah.
on mic or me over here.
Yes.
It was that obvious? Come
Yes. To
on.
me, there was a few
Really?
times where I was
Yeah.
like, put the microphone
Yeah. Oh, I
closer.
hate that
I do
sound.
too. I do too.
Like you just broke the fourth wall for me.
I'm
Yes,
sorry.
totally.
Yes, exactly. It does stop this turbo lift. He jumps out level H1, section A, he says, and that's where he's at. Out in the corridor, we hear more voices. This is where some of those voices are off camera. We hear Dax, we hear
Right.
O'Brien.
Oh, that one. Okay, we're
Yes.
not whispering. We're
No,
like
this is actual
arguing.
voice
Arguing.
voices.
Yeah.
So he heads towards the voices, goes in the wardroom, and again, another age jump. He's completely gray when he walks in here.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
getting super old. This is the scene I thought was Alan Craker, not Alex Singer,
Okay. Yeah.
because it was beautiful. The handheld blocking, how one actor would take it, the shot to the other actor. Very rare, that kind of shooting on Star Trek, as far as I know,
I
up to
love
this
that kind of
point. I
shooting.
do too. I
It
love it.
feels like you're in the room.
Yeah. And Craker did that a lot. Alan did that a lot. That was his signature, I would say.
And that was tough back then because even
Yeah.
though they had this, the Steadicams were relatively new. I think they were much heavier back then.
I think
Oh
so.
my God,
Yeah.
yes.
Oh, yeah. Because they were carrying film, they're not carrying digital.
Right. But there would be the operator and there would be the dude behind him holding the cable
Yeah.
and guiding him as well because
Oh,
he's
my gosh.
so heavy
It's
with
a
that counterweight.
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually that person behind was a grip. It was the key, sorry, the dolly grip usually, because the dolly grip is used to working with the camera team to create the shots
And
in
moving
the
backwards.
and moving. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, they're kind of the point person for the camera operator, whether it's on the dolly or whether it's Steadicam. So, yeah, that would
Yeah.
have been on our show. George Sanapietro was our dolly grip. He was
Oh,
great.
he was
Yeah.
great. What was interesting about George is George was a bigger guy. Like he could be like a offensive tackle, football player, definitely. So he had the strength to do it. But when he did it with such finesse. It honestly looked like ballet to me. Like
Yeah.
he would do these things where he would push it and then he'd kind of lightly go on one foot and twirl. And it was the most amazing thing to
Because he
watch.
was strong. Yeah.
We're in the wardroom. Everybody's bickering. They're trying to find a solution to the system shutting down. This is that great shot that feels like Alan Craker, but was really Alex Singer.
Yeah.
They talk about needing to stop the Lethian, this guy Altivar. They point out to Bashir that he looks much older. So, but nobody's acting like themselves. They're really, really bickering and
It's
just,
O'Brien, right? He's the only one that
oh,
points it out.
he's a
O'Brien.
nervous Nell.
O'Brien says, he says, except you're hearing voices and you've aged about 30 years the last few hours, is what he
Yeah.
says, which is very funny. And he's the only one that says it after that.
Well, Bashir tells them he wants to fix all these internal sensors. Maybe that'll help him find out what's happening. Miles says he can do it, but he's not going to go alone. So they all head out together. I made a little note here. As this story developed, I realized, oh, this is all. I'm starting to realize by this scene that, oh, this is all in Bashir's head.
Right.
You do start to feel like, oh, this is either a dream or this is in his head.
Right.
And I wish Alex Singer, and I love Alex Singer, he did a great job in a lot of ways, but I think what would have helped this story a lot is if he had visually found a way to shoot it as if the whole story is happening in Bashir's point of view.
So a
Meaning,
filter, like a filter.
not really that, more like how,
See it from his eyes.
for example, g shoot close and wide on Sid. Use a wide angle lens and always in every scene have one shot that's close, clean, and wide of Sid looking around. And then maybe the same lens turned around looking at people. So you felt like this is Bashir's
Yeah,
point
yeah,
of view.
yeah.
This is his experience.
Okay.
I'm with
But it
you.
was shot a little more conventionally. And so it felt like we were in this, what I would call more of an objective experience, meaning kind of an audience at a play. We weren't in
Yeah.
Bashir's subjective experience. We were more in this kind of wide God,
Watching the whole thing
watching
unfold.
the whole thing, and it would have helped to be in Bashir's point of view a little
Yeah, I can
structured.
see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, and I can imagine it. I think that's a great idea.
I feel like if David Livingston had directed this episode, for example, I think he would have,
Yes.
grabbed onto that part of the story,
That
in
thread.
a strong way. Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to cargo bay next. Miles is working on the sensors. It's burned out. He says, "Subspace communications, the best I can do." They're still bickering. I love this Bickersons. It's so funny to me.
Yeah, I liked it too.
This is very, I bet it was fun for you guys too, to break
Yeah.
character a little bit and like,
All ready to be a hothead.
yeah. Miles gets these subspace sensors working, communication sensors, and there is an audio signal. And we hear Dax in this audio signal from the other side. We hear Dax say he's in a coma, that he's dying. Bashir is dying. Bashir scans himself here and he says he picks up low frequency delta waves. So he diagnoses himself. Yes, I'm in a coma. Dun, dun, dun. That's how we go out of that act. So he's in a coma. This is all basically in his head. So now we for sure
Now we're,
know. Yeah.
yeah.
We know we're in kind of a
That
dream
just
story.
confirms, yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie, have I told you that I've been using this amazing VPN called NordVPN?
Oh, wow. I've heard about VPNs, but I am a Starship pilot, so I'm not exactly sure what they do.
Let me give you the technobabble description. A VPN is a secure connection between your computer and a remote server managed by the VPN provider. An encrypted tunnel, kind of like a wormhole, is created through which all your data is sent securely. Robbie, you know how I spend at least half of my time in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before using NordVPN, I had all these different streaming apps that would only work while I was in the US. I would fly to Canada and I would be out of region. So now I'm able to access all the apps I normally use in the States so that I feel like I'm getting full usage of all my streaming subscriptions.
Amazing.
With NordVPN, you can protect your private data like bank details and passwords. You can protect your data while traveling and using public Wi-Fi. Very important. NordVPN threat protection feature protects you from viruses and malicious malware. And one NordVPN account can be used on up to 10 devices.
So you're saying that I could use NordVPN to watch the third season of Resident Alien that just dropped in the US while I'm still here in Canada working?
Yes, you can definitely use NordVPN to watch your show. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to our link, nordvpn.com/delta, which will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the podcast episode description box.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Back in the cargo bay, Bashir tells the team that they don't have any life signs at all. I love how Kira gets really pissed. They're really pissed about all this. And irritated and confused. And
Funny.
he's like, "You guys are acting strange, so strange. You're not yourselves." And he goes, "Aha, that's because you're not real. That's why you're all grumpy." He says, You're not real. You represent parts of myself." And that's where he goes and lists, like, he says, "Kira, you're the perfect choice for my aggression. Odo, you represent my suspicion and fear. Dax, you've always represented confidence and a sense of adventure. That's what you represented, Terry."
Thank you. I love that. I loved mine. Mine was a good one.
Yours was a good one. Orion was not that good. Doubt
No.
and disbelief. So, oh no.
Yes.
And
Poor O'Brien.
I love how Dr. Bashir in with O'Brien and with Garrick, he says, "I don't like this version of you."
Yes, that was a great line. That was a
It's
great
so
line.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this version of you.
Yeah, suddenly Dax is grabbed by this Lethian guy, this
Oh,
lizard with
not
the
cool.
teeth. Not cool.
Not cool.
Bashir bangs on the door to try to get to her. He's saying Jadzia, yelling for Jadzia. He did some kind of move, like he's banging, and then that banging movement turned into a tennis racket.
It's like a dream thing where, like, wait, where did we just go?
Yeah. And again, and not a shot at Alex Singer, but I think if there had been a consistent style to those transitions, for example, if the camera was in front of Bashir and he starts to swing, and as he swings, it swoops behind him and we're in a new place. You could have
to go with
done
the
that
motion.
Use the motion to change the location. It would have helped rather than just a jump
I
cut.
agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I feel like it would have made a little more sense rather than feel like disorienting the way that the jump
Well, then it
cuts.
would have been more stylized, right? Visually, when a movement or a gesture takes you to another place, it helps your mind go to that place.
Yes, exactly. Well, Bashir's playing tennis with Garrick,
which was so weird.
Super weird. I was trying to figure out, how did they do the tennis playing? Like, was it VisiFX tennis balls? Because that would have been a mess on your promenade. All these balls. Because they were hitting in their coverage. They were hitting ball after ball after ball.
Are they both tennis players?
They
are they really tennis players?
They are. I was very impressed. I was like, good job to Andy and to Sid. And
this also goes back to Bashir's backstory where he talked about wanting to be a tennis pro. And then he went into, which comes up again later.
Comes up again.
Yep.
But that's why it's tennis in this scene, is because they're going back to that.
Yeah, they're going back to his life. Backstory. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're playing tennis. Bashir feels much too old now. He's getting older every scene, as we said.
Yeah.
We've stopped commenting on it, but just assume every time we change scenes, he gets a little older.
He gets older. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting that in this entire scene, you never see the net except for one shot, right? It's pretty much there, back and forth. One shot, you pull back, and it's a tiny little net just strung across the corridor. It's the size of a pickleball. You know, now pickleball is all the rage now. It's a smaller tennis court, basically. And that's what it looked like to me, a little pickleball court.
Yeah, I wonder why they picked the promenade as opposed to emptying out a
cargo bay.
And do it there. That would have, I think, made a little more sense.
Money?
Was it probably money?
Yeah.
Or we could have already had sets that they could have been building for the next show.
Yeah. So it was taken. The space was not available.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like a choice that was probably a compromise and not the ideal place to put a tennis racket or tennis court. Yeah.
Okay.
But Garrick says, you got to get to ops. That's where you can fix all of this. Get to ops where, you know, you need to repair things there. Bashir tells Garrick to let the others know to meet him in ops, that he wants everybody up there. So Bashir heads there. He turns a corner in a corridor and people are injured. This is the first time we've seen people.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Like background people. A lot of them. Everybody's on the floor, injured, hurt. And Sisko very competently is tending to these people. He sounds like a doctor. And Bashir says, oh, you represent my professionalism and my skill. So he asks Sisko to come to ops with him. But as Sisko gets up and starts to head towards him, suddenly the magic arm lightning hands through the wall pulls Sisko
I'm
through
like,
the wall.
Where'd he go?
Yeah. It's the lightning hands.
So what have we learned? So the first thing to go was Dax, his confidence. His second thing to go is Sisko, his professionalism. So that's the correct.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
His confidence and then his skill and professionalism. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Bashir runs to try to, you know, find out where Sisko got pulled to, runs into Altavar. I keep wanting to say Avatar.
Let's say Avatar from now on. It's
Avatar.
Fine.
No, don't do that. It's confusing to the poor people that are listening. They're just like, what the heck? Don't change his name.
Altavar, not to be confused with James Cameron's Avatar. Altavar is there. Bashir tries to phaser him. Nope, doesn't work. Altavar says he wants to watch Bashir wither piece by piece. And then once he's withered away, he will finally destroy him. Bashir's terrified and runs for it, runs off.
If you call that a run, he hobbles away, right?
He hobbles,
away.
He's getting old, yes.
And he says, Altavar says, "You can run if you want to, but you can't outrun death."
Oh, it does seem like Bashir.
Yes.
I don't know how Bashir's going to get out of this. It doesn't seem like he's got much of a chance here at this point in our story. He rounds another corner, much older again. He finds Kira basically dying. She's about to die on the floor. We see Odo die,
Yeah,
melting. She
she
looks
looks
bad.
dead, actually.
Yeah. At the end, she di I think she was dead when he goes back to her. So he
The
sees her
second, yeah.
first, then goes to Odo, who's melting into goo.
Yeah.
And Odo says, you got to get to ops, use the conduits to get there if you have to. And then Bashir goes back, and it looks like Kira's dead at that
Wait a
point.
minute. You're saying when he first sees her, she's alive, and the second time she's dead? I
She
think
was
she's dead.
moving.
Was she?
I thought she
How
was
did you see her
moving.
make any move? Oh, did she?
Well, she
He's
had her
trying
eyes
to.
open too. Her eyes opened and her mouth
Yeah.
open.
Her, yeah.
That
Reason
looks
for her sentence.
dead.
That's
That
dead.
looked dead
Okay.
to
to
me,
me.
but I
Okay,
thought she
she's
was like
dead.
that in the beginning, too. That she
Yeah,
was
she
like,
was.
what?
She
Thank
was.
you.
Oh, okay. I was just
See?
hoping she was
You're
alive at the
hoping she.
beginning. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I
I
get
love
it.
how you wrote really old Bashir, but then the other notes called him wrinkly Bashir. Wrinkly
Yes.
Bashir is kind of
He's
funny, too.
all the things. So Odo told him to take the conduits. We cut inside a conduit. He's climbing down a ladder and finds O'Brien down there. But I had this like sense memory watching him climb down the ladder. We had one little section of our by engineering that had a ladder and some tubes and things. I love shooting scenes there as an
Yeah,
actor. It was
it's
always fun to
fun.
climb. You feel like you're really
Yeah,
on a ship, you know?
yeah, yeah. Pretend becomes really easy
Yeah,
when
totally.
you have all the, oh, we have the toy guns, you have the toy this, that, and the other
Yeah.
thing. It's the only thing you
Yes.
can't do is say bang.
Exactly. Bashir climbs down this ladder. He finds Miles. Miles is not very empathetic in this. He literally says, you look dead already.
Yeah.
Like you look like death. What does he say?
You've got
He's,
1 foot in the grave
well,
already, is
yeah,
what he
you look like you
says.
got 1 foot in the
Yeah.
grave already.
Yeah.
But Bashir continues. He's not giving up. Miles follows him, but doesn't have much confidence in him.
Of course not, because he represents his fear and doubt, right?
That's
That's
right.
who
That's
O'Brien
who he, yeah.
is.
Yeah.
He's not letting go of that.
No. Nope. In the infirmary, I think. He sees himself in a monitor and he sees an image of himself healthy or, in real life. And he sees his vital
And
signs,
much younger.
much younger, and he's dying for sure.
Same graphics as the original series too, but the little moving up, very
Oh,
similar.
really?
Yeah.
Bashir says, I'm dying. And O'Brien goes, I could have told you that just by looking at you. It's just his read of that line made me laugh.
Yeah.
Very funny.
He's hilarious.
We go into Quark's next. There's a big crowd in here. They're around a Dabo table, it looks like. Bashir walks over. He takes a look. It's him. It's him on like a bed where the Dabo table was, basically dead. He's unconscious.
He looks desiccated. He looks like a vampire sucked all his energy out.
And those lights. Lights are super heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. Quark wants to know if Bashir wants to bet on how much longer
Oh
he
my
does he want to
God.
wager how much
Is
longer
that
he's
awful?
so
Such an
bad.
awful moment. Yeah. And you never thought Quark was going to get out of that little puddle he was in. And he gets
Right.
up and he's awful.
Yes.
It's just awful.
But it's
Taking
similar to
bets.
earlier during the drug bust going bad, when he's like, hey, there's a new lunch menu. It's very similar to that. That same theme
Exactly.
happening, right?
He takes these turns that are hard turns.
Yes.
Well, Bashir still has hope. He thinks it's possible. And then he looks over and suddenly O'Brien's laying on the bed there instead of him. And O'Brien's dead. And Quark says, all bets are off. Never mind. And suddenly he gets grabbed by a hand. Altavar is there. Bashir runs.
O'Brien turns into Altavar, right, Robbie? It doesn't, isn't he on the bed where he grabs, he's the one on the bed and
Yes,
grabs him?
that's yeah,
Oh,
exactly. It's Altavar.
yes. I
Yeah,
must
so
have
it was
blanked
first it
on
was
that one.
Bashir
Yeah.
dying, then it was O'Brien dead, and then from the bed, Altavar's hand grabs Quark and
Okay.
says, everybody loses.
Right. Well, I need to ask
Oh,
both of you this.
yes. That
I
I
need to ask
remember.
both of you this
Yeah.
question. When you saw
Yes.
O'Brien's body on the table, how did you interpret that? Why is his body on the table?
I think these are the parts of Bashir that are
That are
dying.
dying. Okay.
Yeah,
So
that
his
Aldebar
doubt
is
is dying.
killing.
Part of his mind is dying right now. And
Yes.
that O'Brien part is dying. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's why he says there's a chance. He's not giving up. So that's putting his
Doubt
doubts.
and discover. Yes. Very
You
good.
know what I mean? Go out to the promenade. Garrick's there. And Garrick says it was a good time while good game while it lasted. It's like, is it a good game? This is not a good game, Garrick.
Not my favorite game.
Wouldn't be my favorite game, no. I was even thinking, like, is Garrick doing all this at this point in the story? I'm like, is this Garrick?
Why is Garrick so okay? That's what my brain was like trying to figure out. And who did he represent?
I know.
So when we get to that later, I was just like, yes, I love that scene.
What pulled me out is when he falls, he says he's broken his hip. He can't
Yes.
walk, but yet he gets Garrick to assist him and he's walking kind of okay. I'm pretty sure if you break your hip, you're done. Am I right? There's no walking,
Yeah,
is
especially
there? Well,
later he's.
later, because there are people that when you break something and you don't really realize, it's like it's just really sore and I can't figure it out,
Okay.
right? That
Yeah.
happened
No,
to a
that's
friend of
fits.
mine who ended up having to have surgery on her hip. But
Wow.
she right away, she didn't know. I
Okay.
think it was like the next day.
Right. So it's not excruciating
But
pain. It's just maybe a dull pain.
I have to say I agree. I wish he wouldn't have said he broke his hip
I know.
because that bothered me that he suddenly was fine. But then
Yeah.
I thought, is this about it being in his mind?
Yes.
We shouldn't even have those conversations with ourselves when we're watching it.
We go to ops. Garrick's helping Bashir to come in. He cuts the door open with a phaser. I like that little effect. You see from inside the light, the phaser light kind of lighting it up. But they walk in. It's decorated for a surprise party. This is where a Dabo girl sings Happy Birthday, kind of like Marilyn Monroe-ish.
She was great.
She was
She was
great.
great. Looked amazing.
Looked
Great
amazing.
voice.
This scene reminded me of the movie All That Jazz with Roy Scheider, who I love that film.
Is it when he's
When he's
dying?
dying, yeah, when
Yeah.
he's dying and the musical numbers happen, and
It's all
he's in.
trippy.
Oh, what
Yeah.
a great film! What a great
Yeah.
film!
Oh, I want to see that again now.
I wish they had gone further with the All That Jazz kind of vibe in the scene. It would have been great to have a musical number and like full on,
Ooh.
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
That would
musical
have been.
theater wins. And
Yes.
then
And then Bashir tries to open a panel to fix it, but these tennis balls, a ton of tennis balls fall out of the panel.
yeah, because he tells him, I don't have time for this. He has got to. What I found curious was when he said about taking correspondence courses, the engineering correspondence
Extension
course,
courses,
extension
right? Yes.
courses.
I thought of
Oh,
UCLA
no.
extension
It was just
catalogs.
like, what the heck? This guy does everything.
It's like he should have said,
Everything.
do you guys remember the learning annex? He should have said that. Yeah.
Yes.
I took a course about Starship engineering through the learning annex, actually.
That's
So
kind of what it
yeah,
sounded
it
like.
did. It
did.
did.
It did.
So I'm
Perfect.
sorry. That was right before the tennis balls. And then
Well,
Garrick doesn't want to help him.
Garrick doesn't want to help him, and Bashir's like, wait a minute, you don't represent any part of me. You don't belong here. You don't belong. And he goes, you don't belong here, meaning like
I love that.
I did
I was
too.
wondering if that was Sid's choice to do that or if it was written because it was so great. Just that tap to his forehead.
The inclusion of the tennis balls falling and the Dabo girl who sings were designed to add humor to the final scenes in Bashir's mind. Iris Stephen Bear commented, at the end of the story break, we started thinking about Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to JFK. We said, what's in the mind of Julian Bashir? Well, the mind's a chaotic thing, and we've always played as a bit of a rake. So we felt we needed a pretty woman at such a serious moment, a life and death moment. It was a nice juxtaposition.
Yeah, it was.
I still think they should have gone full All That Jazz
Exactly.
with an audience applauding him and Ben Vereen doing a
Yes.
number. It would have been
Yes.
great.
It could have been all the people from the promenade just standing around ops.
It could have been a full
But
meal,
his,
but all we
yeah.
got was an appetizer.
We got an appetizer. But I want to mention Sid's physicality in this. At this point, it's like he's 150 years old. And how he is moving, he did such a great job because this is really a huge task to have to be aging like he's aging
Absolutely.
and
I
being
agree.
physical, constantly moving. I think he did a really excellent job on the show, and this especially that
Agreed.
he looked like he you could have broken him like a twig in this last part in Ops, where it's just like, oh my God, this poor man can't even, like, he was taking the tiniest steps.
I
He
agree
looked
with you.
so fragile.
Did
Sid
such a
playing
great
old
job.
age. Oh, so good. It was believable. That's the bottom line. When we watch it, we believe he's old right now, and he's old as dirt in this scene, and he's older than dirt in the next scene. We believe it all.
Well, this is when Bashir realizes that Garak doesn't belong here. What's up with that? You're not really supposed to be here. And he says, "Who are you?" Garak transforms into Altavar, who basically says, "Yep, this has been fun, but now you need to give up, like you always do." And he kind of goes through all these things he gave up on, the tennis and the
Being
medical
first in his
school, being
class.
first in class. Gave up on your crush on Lieutenant Dax. You didn't even try. And I have to say about this sequence, because it's such a key to like the climactic moment of this episode, I wish that Alex Singer or the actors had paced this up 10 times faster.
Yes, I
Because all of these
agree.
things, it's like Altavar, when he finally reveals himself, should have come like just knockout punch. Like just
Hammered.
here's one and here's one and here's another thing you did and here's another thing. Should have just overwhelmed Bashir, but instead it was played very slow. This is my one biggest complaint, this scene, that it's so slow that it loses
Takes the
the kind of
air out.
momentum. Because all the ideas are great. And Sid's done a great job, and Alex Singer did a great job. Like it's building to this, but then suddenly all the air.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's building to this crescendo, but then it goes flat for you, Robbie,
It
because it
did.
doesn't, and for the audience, basically, because it does not, it just draws out. It's long,
It's
right? It just,
long. It's a long scene on paper, but it's played 10 times longer than it needs to be.
Like that could have been done on the move, like started out in ops, and then as he's figuring out, he's figured out now this is Altavar. Then he should be on the move right away. So even as Altavar's saying all this stuff to him, instead of pacing in ops, he should
He
be
could have
on the
been
move.
chasing him. He could have been chasing him through the corridors. And yeah, that it would have been better
Getting
to
back to
have
the
chasing
medical.
him very slowly through the corridors.
Yeah, but at least it would have been on the move.
Or pushing him in a wheelchair.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Or he has a wheelchair that's a mechanical wheelchair, so he's speeding away from him in the wheelchair. Can we just talk very quickly about the little bit about the preganglionic fiber and postganglionic nerve? That little talk right there is in reference to a very early season one episode where Bashir talks about how he messed up his
Oh,
final,
really?
that's the one question that he messed up on his exam, was that
Oh,
thing. So they referred to that, but the
so they go
reason why they
back to
brought this
that.
back, yes, is because of Robert Hewitt Wolf's wife, Celeste.
Oh, really?
Celeste pressured her husband, writer Robert Hewitt Wolf, because according to Wolf, ever since Bashir first told that story, his wife had been bugging him to do something about it. Because in reality, a preganglionic fiber and a postganglionic nerve really are completely different. And is Celeste a pre-vet? She was going to
Oh, how
go into a veter
funny.
yeah veterinary profession, pointed out, no one would ever mix them up. As such, Wolf later explained, having Altavar point this out was my way of saying, well, okay, to my wife Celeste, is what it
Oh, that's funny.
was. Love
That's
it.
very funny.
I love it.
Very funny.
He had a pebble in her shoe.
Yes, she
Yes,
did. She
she
was
was
like,
right too. And
she's right.
they handle it here because Altavar says, even a pre-med, even the stupidest, medical
First year
student
med student would
first
never
year
make that
would never
mistake.
make that mistake.
Exactly.
We go to the infirmary next. Bashir realizes that this is the place that he can fix all of this, is in the infirmary. So he's gaining some confidence here. And as he gains confidence in the scene, the lights stop flickering. And as he tells Altavar, you don't know me half as well as you think you do. Every part that looks like he gave up was a choice that he wouldn't trade for anything. So everything that Altavar was saying, here's evidence of how you give up on everything. He's saying, being on Deep Space Nine on the station, I wouldn't trade this for the world. And if I'd been first, I wouldn't be here. This assignment is perfect. My friendship with Dax, I treasure that. I wouldn't want anything more than that. It's wonderful. And he basically is starting, now the tables have turned, his confidence, his appreciating his life instead of looking at it. Maybe like he did in that first scene with Garrick, like, oh, I'm getting older and I haven't done things. I haven't didn't do the things that I intended to do. He's kind of saying, no, this is exactly how my life turned out, is exactly what I would want. I don't want anything different. Isolates Altavar in a quarantine field and tells the computer to sterilize it. So Altavar evaporates.
Woohoo!
As he evaporates, we cut to the present in the infirmary. Our handsome young Bashir wakes up looking good, Sid. Yeah, and this is another moment I think there could have been a nice POV of like the transition from the dream into this moment. It was just a cut to, I got it, but I wish there'd been a little visual style of that. I think it could have been cool.
Yeah. From his point of view, seeing our faces. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Distant Voices won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Individual Achievement in Makeup for a Series. Oh. It beat Voyager Faces.
Wow.
Which is the Roxanne Dawson one, right?
Oh, that's
which was nominated in the same category. Michael Westmore commented, I think that the old age makeup was a selling card to winning. Although Altavar, the Lethian, was really interesting because his makeup was different from anything we had ever done before. We talked about his makeup already. But still, it was the old age makeup.
Oh, it was very well done.
So it really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
So many Emmys for Star Trek from these years of Star Trek.
Yeah.
I wonder how many Michael Westmore has.
Especially behind the camera.
But it's funny that it won and it beat out Voyager. It was the other company. It was the other, you know, competitor.
So and the episode you mentioned, Faces, was a great makeup episode because it was the Vidians, I think, right? It was all the organ harvesting.
Yeah, the Vidians.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very cool makeup. Well, our very last scene is in the Replimat, back to Bashir and Garrick. I did like that they switched seats. Like, a very simple change, but the seats that they were in the first scene, they switched. Now they're in each other's seats. So that, you know, it shows in a metaphoric way that Bashir's changed his perspective.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nice detail. Mm-hmm. Bashir fills Garrick in on the whole thing. That Lethian, we learn that Lethian telepathic attacks are almost always fatal. I was like, oh, like a snake bite. It kind of sounds like.
Yeah.
It was kind of a snaky looking thing.
Yeah.
And you get it's a snake lightning hands is what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been weird if he bit him. Then we would have been thinking, was he a vampire?
Yeah. No, he's just lightning hands.
Magic hands.
Garrick sort of points out how interesting it is that the people that Bashir really knows in real life represented different parts of himself. But he says, you know, you cast me as the villain. I wonder why. Mm-hmm. And Bashir sort of blows it off. Oh, don't read too much into that. And Garrick's final line there says, you know, you still don't trust me, but there's hope for you yet. So he enjoys being mysterious, I think, a bit.
Oh, 100%.
He enjoys it, but he also likes the game of trying to earn his trust too. So,
yeah.
One final bit of
trivia.
Andrew Robinson likened the version of Garrick imagined by Bashir to the Carl Jung archetype of the magician, commenting, there is a major sort of magical turn that happens that involves Garrick. Robinson continued by comparing the magician to the usual version of Garrick, pointing out that whereas the magician is the great manipulator of spatial elements and can rearrange appearances in such a way that they look a certain way, but they're not really, Garrick is totally a subtextual character because everything he is really saying is on the subtextual level.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love that he used Jungian archetypes.
For sure. You talked about Jungian stuff earlier in a prior episode.
In
Robbie.
Another episode.
Yes, we did.
So, yeah. There we go. I love that. Everybody read a little about Carl Jung. He's a pretty smart guy. Cool stuff.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
My lesson is who we really are is deeper than just the surface level things that have happened to us in life, which, you know, often I think, you know, when you first meet somebody, often what's the first thing you say? Oh, nice to meet you. What do you do? It's what's happened to you. Oh, what do you do? Instead of, hey, tell me about your hopes and dreams. Tell me who you really, you know, nobody dives in that deep right away. We are so much more than just whether we played tennis or not.
Sure.
You know, the things that Bashir, that have happened to him so far in his life, he's so much more than that. And so are all of us. So that's my lesson.
Huh. Okay. Terry, what is your theme, lesson, or moral for this episode?
Well, I thought, I don't know, tell me what you think, but I couldn't help but think that he was, you have to stick up for yourself. Never give up on yourself. He never gave up on himself. He was trying to figure it out. And he was always fighting for his own justice and his own life. And I mean, it was really kind of remarkable how he figured it all out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, smart guy. But I think that's what rang true to me. Just don't give up on yourself. Specifically yourself.
Yeah.
Great. That's great. That's actually a very good lesson. Perfect. Mine would be to the minute someone brings their hands up like this near your head, you need to run because that's right. The beginning of lightning hands. So do not succumb to lightning hands.
Or wrap your head in tinfoil
to repel the lightning.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know. It might just intensify the aluminum effect on your head.
Maybe.
We have enough hard metals moving through us.
Very funny. Very funny.
The winner of our Patreon poll for the theme moral of the episode is submitted by Feroza Mehta. Mm-hmm. Strength comes from facing your fears and believing in your own abilities.
Nice.
Yeah. Feroza.
Great.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our episode of the Delta Flyers Journey Through the Wormhole, our recap and discussion of distant voices. Join us next time for the episode Through the Looking Glass with Terry yet again. Yay.
Yay.
Thanks for being with us today, Terry. It was wonderful.
Oh, you guys are so much fun. Thank you.
For all of our Patreon patrons, please stay tuned for your bonus material.